我告诉你，我们也是沈阳人，就我们就在和平区，所以你知道那个东北大学，我们就在东北大学南门对面。欢迎来美国。
Pastor Paul said he's also from Shenyang, and he lived in the Peace District.
Yeah, Peace District.
That's
okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Life sometimes has disappointments, right?
生活当中我们有的时候会有失望的时候。
You know, there's many disappointments.
有的时候会有很多失望的事情。
This morning and yesterday, I had some internet disappointments.
那么昨天跟今天呢，我都有一些这个英特网的这个很失望的事情。
And when the internet or something goes wrong, sometimes you feel like your life is going to fall apart.
那么当你这个英特网不工作的时候呢，感觉你的生活都乱了套了。
You know, and disappointments start when you're very young.
那么你这个失望的感觉呢，会在你很小的时候就会有。
And then they continue through life.
那么一直呢，你到你以后的生活都会有。
You know, I recently learned I have a problem.
那么最近呢，我才知道呢，我有一个问题。
You know, I'm supposed to have an A4 waist.
我应该是有一个 A。
有 A4 waist.
说有一个那个 A4 纸大小的这个腰，这个腰肌，这个。
So maybe you know a lot of young women. They put this up, take a photo, and you know they prove that they're better than the rest of us.
那么有些年轻的女士们呢，就会拿这个 A4 纸呢放在胸前照一张照片，然后证明了她们别人要好。
And then everybody else feels like a failure.
那么别的人呢就感觉自己失败了。
But sometimes real tragedies come.
但是生活当中有的时候真正的悲剧呢，就是不幸的事情会发生。
You know, I have some friends in Missouri, and they have 4 children.And many, many years ago, they moved to Missouri and they bought a beautiful home.
那么我在密苏里呢，有一个朋友呢，他们有几个这个很好的孩子，他们很多年以前呢，搬到了这个地方，买了一个很漂亮的房子。
And so down by the Missouri River, along a little creek, they bought a house right on the creek.
那么他在这个密苏里呢，在这个密苏里河的一个支流的一个小溪上呢，就在小溪的旁边买了一个房子。
You know, it's beautiful. They walk outside, and here's the creek, and they can walk a short ways down, and there's the beautiful Missouri River.
那么他呢，就因为在河上，他们可以呢，从这个房子出来以后呢，走一段距离，就能看到整个这个密苏里河河景。
It was their dream home, and actually, they lived there for many years, and their children grew up in that home.
那么这是他们梦想的房子，那么他们的孩子呢，也都在这个房子里边长大。
And they just put lots of effort into building this home, and they had all of their memories.
他们就是花了很多钱的功夫呢，来改建这个房子，还有这个房子有很多的回忆。
And this was back in the day when, if you had all of your family pictures, they were actually in real photos, not digital camera.
那么那个时候呢，还是就是你这个家庭的照片呢，是真正的是照片，不是这个不是电子版的。
And they put together a beautiful life.
他们的生活呢是一个非常美好的一个生活。
And then in 1993,
然后在1993年的时候
，way north in South Dakota and Minneapolis and North Dakota,
那么在一直在很靠北的地方，在北达科达州，然后明尼苏达州这些地方
，in the spring it suddenly got very very warm,
那么春天的时候呢，突然呢天气变得很暖和。
And the rains came.
然后那个又下了大雨。
You know, way up there.
一直在非常靠北的地方。
And in a couple of days, they found that there was water rising up in their home.
那么在紧接下来几天当中，他就发现那个水呢，已经涨到他们的房子里边来了。
And the government told them, "You have to leave."
那么政府告诉他们呢，说你们必须得撤离。
You know, and they thought, well, okay, well, we'll be back in a day or two.
他们就说，哦，那好吧，那我们就过了几天就会回来。
And in the next 2 weeks,
那么在接下来的两个礼拜当中
the water rose inside of the house about this high. It rose about waist high.
所以一直他们接下来那几个礼拜呢，那个水呢一直涨到他们腰间了。
And then it went down.
那么水呢又降下去了。
And then it came back up.
那水呢又回来了。
And then it went down.
那么又水呢又下去了。
You know, and their whole life fell apart.
他们整个的生活呢都乱七八糟了。
They just felt like their whole entire life suddenly fell apart.
所以他们发现他们的生活呢，整个呢都乱七八糟一。
And you can ask the question, which is very common, if God is good and God is in control.
那么我们就会有这个问题，就说如果神有神，而且神在掌权
，Why did He let this happen?
那么他为什么会让这些事情发生呢？
You know, when our lives fall apart, isn't that what we ask God? Why did you let this happen?
那么当生活不如意的时候，我们就会问：那神，你为什么让这些事情会发生呢
？You know, when things are just really bad, we think about that verse in Romans 8: "All things work together for good."
所以我们就在想的时候，我们就说，在罗马书第八章说的，说万事互相效力。
To those who love God and are called according to His purpose.
叫神的人得益处。
And then something terrible happens, and you're thinking two questions.
那么，但是当事情出现的时候，你就会有两个问题。
Why?
为什么
？And where are you, God?
那么神你在哪里
？You know where is God?
那么神在哪里呢
？You know suddenly everything seems dark.
是突然之间，我们的生活当中呢失去了光明。
And I have the three words in English. People feel disappointed, they feel discouraged, and sometimes they feel defeated.
所以我在脑海里就有这个英文里面的三个词。第一个是非常失望，然后非常沮丧，然后感觉呢有个挫折感。
And like everything else in the Christian life, we have to return at those times, if they come and when they come, to Jesus' death on the cross and His resurrection, because in those two things are the central focus of our life.
所以当这些事情来临的时候，我们就最后要回到耶稣的十字架面前，然后他的复活面前来，因为这才重新调整我们的聚焦。
And he rose from the dead, he can take our lives and put them back together.
所以他从死里复活，所以他可以帮助我们把生活再重新放到归回原位。
But if we can never really know why, and we don't really know where God is, there is a question that we can always ask: Is God, what lesson do you have?
所以，当如果我们的生活我们不知道神在哪里，或者神为什么这样做的时候，我们就应该想一想：神，你要让我学一个什么样的功课呢？
And on Easter morning, we're going to find ourselves as we go to the next slide, looking at Mary Magdalene.
所以我们在这个复活节的早晨的时候，我们看看摩大拉的玛利亚。
And you know, Mary Magdalene was a woman who had lived a terrible life. She had seven demons and spirits.
我们知道摩大拉的玛利亚，她的生活呢是非常的糟糕。她其中有七个鬼住在身体里边。
And then Jesus came along and healed her and gave her hope.
那么耶稣来了以后呢，就给了她盼望。治好了他
and then after putting all of her hope in Jesus, he just was gone.
但是当耶稣给了这些盼望的以后，突然耶稣就走了。
And she comes to the tomb, and not only has he died, but he's gone.
当他来到这个坟墓的时候呢，他看到不光是耶稣呢是不在坟墓里了。
God, where are you?
那么神你在哪里呢？
So what we read here is that on the first day of the week, this is from John 20.
所以我们所读的经节呢，就是在约翰福音第20章。
Mary Magdalene, she came to the tomb very early in the morning.
所以七日的第一日的清晨，天还黑的时候，摩大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里。
And it was still dark.
那么天还是黑的时候。
So she came, and then she realized while it was dark that the stone, the 2-ton stone, had been moved away from the tomb.
他所以当天还黑的时候，他来了以后，他发现呢，那个2吨重的石头呢，已经从那个坟墓里边离开了。
Where's Jesus?
耶稣去了哪里
？Why did this happen?
那为什么这个事情会发生？
And so she ran away in her fear and panic to go tell Peter and John. John's the other disciple.
她所以她在惊慌，在惊慌，在恐惧之中呢，她就去找了这个西门彼得和约翰。
And she said, "Hey, they have taken away the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him."
她就对他们说说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道他放在哪里。
And you know, like all of us, when things go bad, we don't understand.
那么当我们生活当中很多事情很糟糕的时候，我们不知道为什么会这样发生。
We get confused.
我们就会就有一些迷惑。
And here it tells us in verse 9, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead.
所以他们呢，在这个第九节里边是。就说呢，他们不知道耶稣基督要从死里复活。
And with her whole life fallen apart, all of her hope gone, she's standing outside the tomb weeping.
所以当这些坏事情发生的时候呢，她就站在坟墓的外边呢，在哭。
You know, I think of my friend Kathy, who I'm sure after 3 weeks went back to her home and the government told her, it's been flooded, you can't go back there. I think she was in tears.
所以我当时我想我的朋友Cathy 他在听说政府三个礼拜不让他回家的时候我想他的处境也是他也在哭
You know, from Mary Magdalene there's a lot to learn
那么对这个摩大拉玛的玛利亚呢他有很多要需要学习的东西
To help us when if a day comes when things are bad
所以就帮助我们如果有一天我们的生活不如意的时候
Let's continue reading what she said on the next slide
让我们继续来继续读圣经下一章
Now what it says here is that Mary by the way she's standing outside the tomb I've skipped a few verses she turns around and she sees Jesus
那么玛利亚转过身来的时候呢她看到耶稣基督在那里
So she's looking right at Jesus
她一直在她就看着耶稣
But notice what it says she did not know it was Jesus
却不知道那是耶稣
And Jesus said to her womanWhy are you weeping? What are you crying about?
那耶稣对他说：“说妇人，为什么哭
？”You know, and I think what Jesus is doing is asking her to look deep in her heart. What is it that you're looking for, and why are you crying? And I think he is wanting her to look down deep.
那么耶稣问他这个问题呢，是让玛利亚呢，是看到自己心灵深处，他问的这个，要问自己为什么要哭。
And the more important question follows.Whom are you seeking for? Who are you looking for?
那么他接下来的问题就是说，你是在找谁呢？
Isn't that the most important thing when everything falls apart? We look for things, but are we looking for Jesus?
所以当我们事情很糟糕的时候，我们所找的这个人，是我们是在找耶稣吗？
And then suddenly,She thinks, oh, I know who this is. This is the gardener.
突然之间呢，他就想呢，哦，这就是那个看园的那个园丁。
So she says, sir, if you have carried him away.
所以他就说，先生，如果你把他挪了去。
Tell me where you've laid him, and I'll go and I'll get him.
请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我去把他取来。
And then she hears this word.
接下来他就听说。
Mary.
玛利亚
Something changed.
有些东西发生了变化
You know, she suddenly heard.
突然之间她听到了
Mary.
玛利亚
You know, there he is, Mary.
那么玛利亚就在这
Jesus is right there.
耶稣就在那个地方
You know, and she just cries out andShe grabs hold of him and says, Rabboni, which means teacher.
所以他就非常的这个就哭出来，然后就抱住耶稣基督，就告诉他拉布尼。
Now, Jesus says to her something very interesting. Do not cling to me. Don't hold on to me.
那么耶稣这个时候说的很奇怪的话，说呢，你不要摸我，不要抓住我。
Okay, thank you. Now, notice he said, more. Yeah. Because in English...I think more is just touch, right?
Right.
But 抓住 that's the Greek word. But she says, don't hold on to me. I have not yet ascended and gone to the Father.
所以不要抓住我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
So go to your brothers and you tell them.
所以你往你的弟兄那里去。
I'm ascending to my father.
告诉他们说我要升上去见我的父。
And to your father.
也是你们的父。
My God.
我的神。
And your God.
也是你们的神。
And then Mary went and she did exactly what Jesus told him to do. She went and she found the disciples and she said, I've seen the Lord Jesus.
所以摩大拉的玛利亚就照着耶稣的话去行，然后就告诉他的门徒说，说我已经看见了主。
And isn't that who she was seeking?
是主是耶玛利亚所追所寻找的吗？
Before we go, let me just pray real quickly.
那我们在我们继续下去之前，我们再做一个祷告。
God, we thank you for your word.
神，我感谢你的话语。
We thank you for your hope.
我感谢你给我们的盼望。
And we praise you for your resurrection.
我们为你的复活而赞美。
We pray that this morning you'll help me to be honest with your word and truthful.
我们祷告，我们今天早晨我们会对你的话语敞开我们的真心。
And that you will put the hope of your resurrection deep into our hearts.
你把你复活的这种盼望真的深深的放到我们的心中去。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, as we go on, Larry, what kind of work do you do?
啊，说问我是我的工作是 Larry 哈，就是这个工作是做什么工作的
？You're a civil engineer.
I'm a structural engineer.
That's okay. That's even better.
Okay. 说我是个结构工程师。
Can I tell you a story?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. The next slide.
Okay. 我们接下来看看下面这几个投影。
Okay, you guys probably, I don't know if you know this, you know, up in Tacoma, Washington, just south of Seattle.
那么如果你们，我不知道你们知不知道，在这个塔克马那个在西雅图的这个南边塔克马这个城市。
So, you know, if you drive to Seattle and you get to Tacoma and then you turn left, there's a bridge and it was the first bridge to ever go out into the islands.
所以就是如果你在去到西雅图之前，如果你转到塔克马的话，如果你一直在往西走的话，如果你就会去有一个桥是到那些小岛上去的。
And the city of Tacoma had wanted for decades, I mean, I'm serious, for at least 30 years been trying to get the money to build this bridge.
所以这个塔克马市呢，是过去三十年当中一直想筹集足够的钱来盖一座桥。
You know, you can drive two and a half hours down and around.
说你可以呢，如果呢，从那个一直两个半小时呢，先往南走，再绕过去。
And the bridge?
然后呢，再过一个桥。
I hear about 8 minutes.
说，但是这个桥的话呢，就大概是8分钟的时间。
To Gig Harbor.
啊，就去了这个吉格港。
So in July 1st, 1940, and I want you to hear that, July 1st.
那么在1940年的7月1号
they opened up this bridge.
这个桥呢就竣工了。
And it was really exciting.
那么大家呢非常的兴奋。
You know, people came from all over, I'll show you.Look, they just lined up. Even the army came out and they marched. They had a parade.
所以这军队呢都来到这个桥上，他们有一个游行。
And people, they just sort of, they all lined up and they all drove their cars. This is exciting.
所有的人都把这个车开了这个桥上，都想非常兴奋的想开过这个桥去。
And I'd like you to introduce you to the two engineers that designed and built it.
所以我想介绍你们大家认识这两个结构工程师，设计这个桥的结构工程师。
Leon Moiseff, I think that's how you pronounce his name.
一个是利昂啊摩塞夫。
And Clark Eldridge.
另外是个克拉克埃尔德里奇。
Okay, good. And before we go on, I just need you to know, just for Leon's sake, they also built the Golden Gate Bridge.
说这两个工程师他们而且呢是帮助建了那个金门大桥，旧金山的。
They did have success.
所以他们呢确实有成功的经验。
Okay, so this is what July 1st.
这是在七月一号。
In 1940.
在1940年。
Now I want to show you what happened four months later.
那么在四个月以后，你们来看看这个叫发生了什么。
Now if you haven't seen the videos, you can watch this. It's awesome.
所以如果你没有看到这个影像的话呢，你们应该去看一看 ，YouTube 上有哈，可以看到。
Look at it. The bridge is over here.
所以你看那个桥呢，会它会摇摆呢，一个摇摆到这种程度。
And the bridge is over there.
然后它会摇摆的又在这边，又这个样子。
Now and then look at what happened to that car.
你看看那个桥，那个桥那个车怎么样了
？Up, down.
他说一会儿上去，一会儿下来。
You know these men built this bridge.
说这些人呢，他造了这座桥。
They spent years designing it.
他们花了很多年的时间来设计这个桥。
And 4 months later, there's a wind.
说四月以后呢，刮了一个小风。
Not a big wind, 40 miles an hour.
只有四十英里的这个 per mile 的这个风。
You know, and just look at that. The bridge is going like this, back and forth.
所以这个桥呢，就一直在来回的摆动，大幅度的摆动。
What is this from? Vortex fluctuation?
No, vortex shedding.
Vortex shedding. He's the engineer. He knows all about this.
所以这个现象呢，叫做这个涡流分散啊。
有问题。When ta. Okay. But now I want to show you what happened next. And you can watch all of this on a video. It's great.
所以你看看这个呢，整个是在那个在 YouTube 上有啊。
You know, and there's pictures of this man Leon walking out in the bridge while it's going back and forth, and he's out there, he's watching his construction job fall apart.
所以这个李昂呢，他在这个桥上站在桥上，他能感觉到这个看到这个桥的这个摇动，然后呢看到自己的桥，自己建设多年的桥呢，最后就破坏了。
And if you pour something into a project for many many years, that's in your heart.
如果你花了很多时间在这个工程上，很多很多年，这个工程是在你的心上，是你心上的工程。
And sometimes our lives are like that.
有的时候我们的生活呢也是这样的。
You know, like this bridge, we spend lots of time planning where we're going to go in our future.
所以我们像这个桥一样，我们花了很多时间去设计，去看说我们怎么样，将来会怎么样。
You know, where we're going to go to school, what we're going to study.
那么我们将来去哪里去读书，去什么地方学习。
Where we're going to live and what kind of house we're going to build.
那我们去哪个地方居住？我们去住一个什么样的房子
？You know, we build our lives and everything looks beautiful.
那么我们把我们的生活呢一步步建造起来，所有的事情都看起来非常的美好。
And sometimes,
有的时候
，not always,
不是总是
，not everybody,
不是每个人
，but sometimes the life that we have built.Feels like it has just fallen apart.
但是有的时候，我们这个一步一步建起的美好的生活，突然之间就一切就摧毁了。
Our hope is gone.
我们的盼望就没有了。
And that's what Mary Magdalene, I'm sure, felt like on the day she went to the tomb.
那么我们相信的那天，就是当摩大拉的玛利亚去看到去那个坟墓的时候，她的感受就是如此。
See on the Friday night.She sort of falls into despair because she watches Jesus going up to the cross, and she spends hours watching him slowly die.
所以礼拜五的晚上呢，她看到耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，看了花了很长的时间看到耶稣基督慢慢的死去。
This is the man that came into her life and healed her.
这个人就是来到她的生活当中治疗了她的人。
And from a distance, she watched this man Joseph and Nicodemus.Take the body down from the cross, and she followed them from a distance. Saw them where they put the body, how they wrapped it up, and they laid it in the tomb.
所以他在从一个远距离看到呢，约瑟跟这个尼科底母，他们两个人呢，怎么样把耶稣基督从十字架上取下来，裹好了，放到坟墓里面去。
And I'm sure that her heart was broken.
他心伤透了。
You know, so here she comes, and she loves.Jesus.
那么他来到这，他爱耶稣基督。
You know what does she want to do?
那么他能做什么呢
？You know what do you want to do when somebody dies? You want to take care of the body.
那么你知道当你的亲人去世的时候，你要做什么呢？就是你想把这个尸体呢处理好。
So she comes because she wants to make sure that his body is taken care of and that he's wrapped up and buried well.
所以他来了以后，他就想看看耶稣基督。耶稣的尸体是怎么样处理？想有个合适的葬礼。
So you see her life, she went from despair.
所以我们看他的生活呢，从绝望。
And then Jesus came and it's hope.
那耶稣基督呢，来了，是他的盼望。
Then now despair.
那么这时候呢，又进了绝望的状态。
Oh, life sometimes is cruel.
生活有的时候就这么残酷。
But Jesus rose from the dead.
但是耶稣从死里复活了。
Gotta keep that in mind when the hope is gone.
但是我们一定要记住这一点。如果我们没有盼望的时候。
Now, she comes and she goes to the tomb. She sees this stone and it's been removed. And it must be amazing because the stone, you know, is about 2,000 pounds.
所以她这个，他们当他们的玛利亚来到坟墓前，坟墓面前的时候，看到那个石头已经移开了，确实很一个奇迹，因为这个石头大概有2000磅重。
And I think she was in a panic.
所以她就惊慌。
You know, she runs to get Peter.
所以他就跑去找彼得。
You know, the one person that's left that she can trust.
所以这唯有一个剩下来他可以信任的人。
You know, everything is just falling apart. She's going to run to the two people, Peter and John.
是什么东西都靠不住了，只能这个时候就跑去找彼得和约翰。
They've taken the Lord out of the tomb. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know.
所以有人把主从坟墓里挪了去了，说我不知道放哪，确实不知道。
And the Bible actually tells us she didn't understand.
所以圣经告诉我们呢，她其实他们不明白。
She didn't understand that he was going to raise from the dead.
她不明白耶稣基督必要从死里复活。
And so I think to understand where she's at.
如果我们要理解她在脑子里面是怎么想的。
You know, we got to remember she had 7 demons.
我们要想想看，她曾经有7个鬼住在身体里面。
Now.In the Bible, we read of demons, but we rarely read of 7 demons.
So, 我们在圣经里面会听到这个魔鬼，但是在七个鬼。
And you know, with demons and demonic possession, I think sometimes it comes also with a lot of terrible mental illness.
如果当这个魔鬼呢被魔鬼这个影响的话呢，就往往导致了精神的一些问题。
And if 7 is the number for perfection in the Bible, that means that she was just, forgive me, perfectly crazy.
所以在圣经里面的七呢代表完整完全的意思。那么当他呢如果有七个魔鬼住在身上的时候呢，他就是完全的疯了。
And you kind of wonder what life was like.
所以你就知道她的生活是怎么样的。
I bet you she had no friends.
所以我相信她是没有朋友的。
I would not be surprised if her family just sort of let her go.
所以我相信她的家庭呢，可能呢，也就是离开她，让她如此。
You know, and she lived her life in paranoia and fear.
所以当她在这种梦幻之中的时候，在那种惧怕之中的时候，
you know, always imagining these awful things.
是总是一直在想象那些坏的事情。
You know, hearing these voices, and she's all confused.
那么听了一直听有不同的声音在她的脑子里边，是她非常的这个迷惑。
She's has no security in life.
她在生活当中没有任何的安全保证。
And then here comes Jesus.
那么这时候耶稣来了。
Cast out the demons.
把魔鬼赶出去。
Healed her.
治愈了她。
Now I imagine that she's a little bit like that man that had the legion. You know, they came back and they found him sitting clothed and in his right mind.
所以就像那个人，就是那有一个一群鬼住在身上的那个人一样。
And so here's this man, Jesus, and he loves her.
那么这个人呢，耶稣基督呢，爱她。
And he makes sure that the disciples also love her.
所以他也让他的所有的门徒呢来爱他。
And she accepts her.
那么他也接受他。
And he makes sure all the other disciples and the people around accept her and give her security.
所以他也让他周围的这些门徒呢也能接受他，给他一些安全保障。
Security.
安全保障。
You know, the only way I think for me to understand is you got to think, what is it that's in our life that makes us secure?
所以我们有的时候在想这个事情的时候，我们就想什么东西在生活当中给我们那种安全感？
You know, what is it that's the most important thing in our lives?
所以我们生活当中最重要的事情是什么？
You know, the thing that kind of gives us meaning and purpose.
那就其实在生活当中给我们生活有意义。 有目的的那些东西。
You know, and the one thing that gives us happiness.
那就是那个给我们带来幸福快乐的事情。
I think that's what Jesus was to Mary, all those things.
说耶稣对玛利亚就是这样的一个。
And so to understand Mary, you've got to think it's all gone.
那对玛利亚的话，这些事情全部都失去了。
Completely insecure again.
突然之间再没有什么安全感。
I think the fear came rushing back.
所以他的恐惧就会又回到他的。
The loneliness, I think, was there.
然后他又觉得非常的孤独。
You know, I think sometimes life gets like that.
那么有的时候生活呢就是这样。
You know, I think it's like she had been walking in a dark, dark room, and then suddenly she enters this corridor where there's light and it's safe and it's secure.
所以他，我们就想象他是在一个黑暗的房间里边，他进到了一个光明的一个走廊里边，他感觉到很安全。
And she's been walking through this beautiful, safe hallway with lights, and then suddenly she opens the door, and there's just blackness.
所以他在走在一个非常美好、非常光明的这个走廊里边，当他打开一个门进入房间的时候，突然进到一个完全的黑暗里边。
And loneliness.
孤独。
Where's God?
神在哪里？
You know, I'm sure that's what it feels like at times. Where's God?
所以有的时候在某些时间，我们就问说：“搞神在哪里？”
You know, where is he? I don't see him.
啊，我看不到他。
You know, I look at my life and all the things that have happened, and I just don't see where is God.
所以有的时候在我的生活当中，我看就是就看不到神在哪里。
You know, and if the whole world falls out,
那么整个世界都在我的脚下破坏掉。
You know, where is God? But why did he let this happen?
那么是为什么这些事情会发生？神在哪里？
Where is God?
神在哪里？
Well, let's go on to see the story in the next slide.
说我们再看看下一章。
And I want you to notice the confusion.
如果我们来看看他的所经历的这种迷惑。
Now, she's standing outside the tomb.
那么她站在这个坟墓外边。
And she turns around.
她转过身来。
And...She sees Jesus.
她看见耶稣在那里。
Did she recognize him?
她认不认得出耶稣来啊？
Did she recognize him?
她有没有认出耶稣来呢？
No, the scripture says she didn't realize that it was Jesus. She didn't recognize him.
她我这个圣经告诉我们说，她没有认出耶稣基督来。
You know, everything is falling apart. She's still crying.
所以生活这个时候还在哭泣。
You know, and he says, what are you looking for? He's trying to get into her heart. Who and what are you looking for?
所以耶稣就想看到她心灵的深处，就问她说，你在哭什么？你在找谁？
Who is she looking for?
她在找谁呢？
She's looking for Jesus.
说她是在找耶稣。
Her whole life has fallen apart, but what is she doing? She's looking for Jesus.
她的生活整个破碎了，她这时候是在找耶稣。
Now, I don't know, there's this word, wandanla.
完蛋了。
完蛋。
完蛋。Yeah.
Is that right? Everything right. falls apart?
Right. 完蛋了。
It's all gone.
Yeah. 什么东西都没有了。
So what do you do?
所以你这时候怎么办呢？
You start looking for Jesus.
所以你这时候来开始找耶稣。
Seeking.
寻找。
Seeking Jesus.
寻找耶稣。
Now I read, you know, many, many times, seek and you will find. Knock.The door will be open. Seek, you will find, right?
所以你寻求就找到。
But you know the Old Testament background of that is from Deuteronomy chapter 4.
但是这个呢，是从利未记里面的这个第四章。No, 是这个申命记里面第四章。
And Moses is telling the people, at some point in your life, when you are in exile, taken away from captivity, you've lost your homes, everything is gone, and you are in Babylon or you're in Assyria, if you return to me.
所以摩西就告诉他们说，如果你在你的流散当中的时候，你在流散当中的时候，如果你在巴比伦在叙利亚。
And what God says to Moses, if you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me.
所以神告诉摩西说，如果你是用你的心在寻求我，你会找到我。
You know, and you realize, well, when Jesus says, oh, you know, knock, seek, and you'll find, you know, he's talking about seeking God.
所以耶稣基督在说，你寻求叩门的时候，他说你寻求的是在找神。
You know, Sometimes we don't even think about God.
但是很多时候我们根本就不去想神。
Sometimes we just go through life, you know, when we're thinking about the kids, we're thinking about our husband, we're thinking about our family.
所以我们在生活当中呢，就有时候我们看看我们的孩子，看我们的丈夫，看看我们的家庭。
You know, we go to work and we're thinking all about work.
所以我们去上班的时候，我们就想想我们的工作。
You know, are we seeking God?
我们是在寻找神吗？
You know, sometimes I think we don't even think about him.
很多时候我们根本就不去想神。
You know, come to church, you open up the Bible.
所以你可能一到教会来打开圣经。
But, you know, where is God?
那么神在哪里？
We talk about him.
我们来谈论神。
You know, we talk about the Christian life.
那我们来谈论基督徒的生活。
You know, but where is he?
那么但是神在哪里？
You know, I'm guilty of that. I've been guilty of that many times going through life, and I'm not really seeking him. I'm seeking all kinds of other things in the Christian life, but I'm not seeking him.
那我在这方面也是有罪的，因为我有的时候也是不是在寻求神。
And I think Mary Magdalene teaches us that when everything falls apart, the thing to do is not to try to fix the problem and make it good. It's to go and seek God.
所以这个摩大良的玛利亚呢，就给我们一个功课，就是说，在我们的生活破碎的时候呢，不是来修理这些破碎，而且转向去寻求神。
You seek him in prayer. I don't know of really any other way.
所以你可以在你的祷告当中寻求神，不知道什么还有没有别的途径。
You know, and you think, where is God?
神在哪里呢？
Think about Mary.
我们想想玛利亚。
Where's Jesus?
耶稣在哪里？
Where is he?
耶稣在哪里？
Does she see Jesus?
她看到耶稣没有？
It's a trick question, isn't it?
说这是很不容易回答的一个问题。
You know, what does it say?
我们他这个地方是经节怎么说的呢？
Verse 14.
那我看十四节怎么说的呢？
It says that she turned around and she saw Jesus.
所以她说她转过来以后，她看到了耶稣。
Does she see Jesus?
他们有没有看到耶稣呢？
Does she?
有没有看见耶稣呢？
I'm really serious. Does she see Jesus?
她看到耶稣没有？
They're both correct. 都对了。
所以你怎么说都是对的，看见和看不见都是对的。
Because, you know, she's looking right at him. He's right there and she thinks he's gone.
他看见的看到了耶稣，但他认为耶稣是已经离开了。
You know, and that's what happens when our life falls around. We're wondering where God is, but what do we learn from Mary? He's right here.
所以我们看到从玛利亚看到是他就在那个地方。
You know, he's right here.
他就在这里。
We've got to remind ourselves of that.
我们经常要提醒我们自己。
We've got to remind our friends of that.
我们经常要提醒我们的朋友。
You know, when things seem to just fall apart, you got to come and say, I don't know why, but I do know God is still with you.
当生活破碎的时候，我们就要是知道，我们不知道是为什么，但是我们知道神在那里。
You know, we can ask why, and half the time we'll never learn.
就我们在一半的时间，我们就是问为什么，但是我们永远不知道为什么。
But we can ask, where is he?
但是我可以问这个问题，说他在哪里？
Now, why is Jesus doing this to her?
那么耶稣为什么这样做呢？对他？
You know, why is it that if she's going through this hallway and the door opens, but then she steps into this new room and it's just completely black and she doesn't even know if there's a floor there?
所以当为什么耶稣让他走在这个光明的走廊里面，再打开一扇门的时候呢，他进到一个黑暗当中，至于他的脚前是什么都不知道。
Has life ever been like that for you?
那么你的生活有没有这样的情况过？
Once in a while, we open the door, but we have no idea what's on the other side.
所以我们有的时候生活开了一扇门，我们根本不知道那边又会什么样的情况。
You know, we're going to have to step out, but we don't even know what's going to support us.
所以我们可能有的时候还要迈这个步子，但是我们不知道我们脚下会是什么。
Jesus is right there.
耶稣就在那里。
You know, and what we're learning is to trust.
我们需要学习的就是要学习相信。
You know, we see Jesus and we feel him through all the things that are around us.
所以我们看到能感觉到耶稣基督他在我们周围一切的那些所在。
You know, we have all these great friends that help support us.
我们有这么多很多的朋友来帮助我们，来支持我们。
You know, but Sometimes those things that help keep us safe when we step out, there's really only one person to trust.
但是我们有的时候虽然感觉这些有这些有这些保障，真的让我们迈步走向一个未知的世界的时候，能够啊提供我们安全保证的就只有一个人。
When things fall apart, I think what he's doing is teaching us to trust him.
就当生活破碎的时候，我们所学习的就是应该要信任神。
We don't see him through the things that we had before, but we can trust him.
我们在我们所过去所有的东西当中呢，可能看不到耶稣，但是我们要学习信任他。
I think about Thomas, you know, unless I see his hand and his put my hand in here, you know, I'm not going to believe. I'm not going to trust. By the way, the word believe means trust.
所以像多马呢，就是说我除非我看见他的手，看他的肋旁，所以我不能够相，我不能相信。
Mm-hmm. You know, it's sort of like he says, unless I really physically see Jesus and I physically see God here in a way that's really secure, I really won't trust him.
所以就像他说，如果我除非就是眼前看见耶稣基督在这，能摸到他，我才不能够相信神。
And what does Jesus say to him?
那么耶稣对他说的什么呢？
You are blessed and you see, but blessed are the people who do not see and yet they trust.
他说你呢，看见了就相信是有福的，但是那些更有福的就是那些没有看见就相信的人。
See, sometimes when things fall apart, he's actually trying to teach us to trust him and to rely on him and to seek him.
所以当我们看到这个，如果生活呢不如意的时候呢，我们要学习呢，就要信任他。
And as we go on, we see that God restores our hope.
那我们在接下来看呢，神呢会恢复我们的盼望。
You know, Jesus says to her, Mary, you know, he comes back, he's there.
那他就说，他告耶稣就说，哎，玛利亚，他就看了，他看见他。
It feels like God is just completely gone, but then sometimes he'll just come back if you listen quietly and he'll say, Mary.
如果我们有的时候觉得神已经不在了，但是呢，但是我们如果安静下来，仔细用我们的耳朵听的话，我们会知道神在叫玛利亚。
You know, I've seen the Lord.
我已经看见了主。
I felt like God abandoned me. And now I felt like God abandoned me.
哦，我感觉呢，神已经抛弃了我。
And I've seen the Lord. I realized He was there the whole time.
但是我真看到了主，他就在这个地方。
It's pretty interesting.
呀，这很有意思，是不是？
But the last.Phrase that I find really interesting. It's very difficult.
对，我们最后这句话呢，我们看到非常有意思。
It's in this next slide.
我们再接下来这个。
Now, what Jesus says to her is real interesting.
然后耶稣基督对她说的话呢是非常有意思的。
I've had a lot of people ask me what it means.
那么很多人呢问我呢，说到底是什么意思
？You know, stop clinging to me.
不要抓住我。
You know.Isn't that interesting? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Is hold on to Jesus, but then He says, "Don't hold on to me."
说是不是很有意思？神告诉我们说我们要抓住神，但是耶稣说呢，你不要抓住我。
You know, and I like this 抓住。Well, 抓住。
哦，我喜欢这个用抓住这个词，这个 Greek。哎呀。
Now I want you to know this is not the origin of the name of a BMW.
就是这个不是这个 BMW 这个车的这个最开始的这个来源之处。
You know, you get a Mercedes, you get a BMW, everything's good.
所以如果你有一个如果有一个那个这个奔驰有一个 BMW 的话，生活一切都是美好的。
Notice it doesn't say BMW 我。
说就是不是说呢 ，Don't touch me.
No, it says, but he does say 不要摸我。Don't hold on to me.
Yeah.
And the Greek word mehaptu doesn't mean touch.
所以这个希腊词 haptu 说呢，不是说呢是不要，不是摸的意思。
It means to cling to.
意思呢就是紧紧的抱住的意思。
You know, to hold on to.
紧紧抓住。
You know, to fasten on and never let go.
紧紧抓住，不松手。
Isn't that what God wants us to do?
这是神让我们这样做的吗
？Isn't this interesting? You know, God wants us to hold on to Him, and then He tells us, "Don't hold on to me."
说神让我们紧紧抓住他，但是呢，他又告诉我们说不要抓住我。
Why?
为什么
？Well, I think this. This is my opinion.
这是我个人的这个观念。
I think that Jesus came to her in a very physical way, and she was very secure while he is there.
所以当耶稣基督来到他面前，是有一个是物体的形象，他在有这个耶稣基督这个物体的形象在这个地方的时候呢，他感到非常的安全。
And I think as long as he was there when she's with the other disciples, she feels safe and secure.
所以他就感觉当耶稣基督本人在这个地方，然后他的门徒在的时候呢，他就感觉非常的安全。
You know, it's like we have things in life that give us all kinds of security.
就好像我们在显扬我们生活当中在有很多的东西呢，会给我们一些感觉，让我们感受到安全，有安全保障。
You know, this part of my life is secure and I feel secure and safe.
所以我们就会感觉我们的生活这一部分生活呢是非常是安全的。
That's what Jesus was to Mary.
然后这实际上这就是耶稣呢对玛利亚呢在这个时候的感受就是这样的。
And then God takes it away.
但是神呢突然把这给拿去了。
Does he leave?
他离开了吗？
No.
他没有离开。
He doesn't disappear. He's there.
他没有消失，他还在那个地方。
You know, he's teaching her how to trust him without seeing him.
所以他是在耶稣在教导玛利亚怎么样去信任耶稣，在他看不见的时候仍然信任耶稣。
You know, when all the things that make us secure are gone, we only have one person to rely on.
所以当那些所有让我们感觉非常的安全的东西如果没有的话呢，我还有一个人我们可以是信任的。
And the interesting thing is, if everything else disappears and we only have God, we're actually safer.With him, than we are with all the things that we've built to make our lives secure.
其实呢，如果我们所有的我们所拥有的东西都没有的时候，我们只有神的时候，其实这个时候呢，反而是我们跟神在一起是更安全的。
And again, I don't think we can always know why.
那么，接下来还是我们不知道为什么会发生。
You know, God is good.
神是好的。
He's in control.
神在掌权。
All things work together for good.
万事互相效力。
He does. He makes all things work together for good.
Yeah, 确实神让所有一切事情万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And when things go bad, we ask why, and the chances are we'll never know.
那么当事情不如意的时候，我们就会问为什么？就其实呢，我们很可能发现不知道答案在哪里。
But we can probably ask God, is there a lesson here for me?
但是我们可能呢，可以问神呢。这个地方有没有神让我学习的一个功课
？You know, we can open up God's Word and start reading it and asking Him, God, is there a lesson here for us?
那么我们如果打开神的话语，我们看的时候，我们看说神是不是有一个功课需要让我学习
？And I think there's one other thing to ask.
那么还有另外一个东西呢，我们可以问的。
And it's very painful.
确实是很痛苦的。
God, is there something you want me to let go of?
那么神呢？你有没有？主呀，有没有一个让我放手的东西
？You know what does he say? He says, "Don't hold on to me."
他怎么说？他说你不要紧紧抓住我。
You know, and I think he's sometimes saying, "Don't hold on to these other things."
他可能也是有的时候告诉我们说不要紧紧抓住那些别的一些东西。
You know, so we can ask God, "What do you want me to let go of?"
那么我们就会问神说，你到底想让我们放手什么东西呢
？You know, is there some kind of secret hidden sin that we've let go for many years?
也许呢，我们有一些显而未见的罪呢，很多年我们都没有办法放手。
And God's let us out like on a leash.
那么神呢，让我们可以离开他一段时间，就好像一个牵狗的绳子一样。
And then we reach that end, and the Lord is kind of trying to tell us it's time to let go of that sin.
那么当我们一直那个牵狗的绳子一样拉得很远的时候，那神呢就可以拉一下，就说你应该让他放手了。
You know, we can ask the Lord, is there some ungodly attitude in our heart?
说有的时候我们也可以问神，说我们是不是在我们心里面有些很多不属神的一些态度。
You know, is there some long, deep-rooted resentment or bitterness, God, that you want me to let go of?
或者我们心里面有长时间已经有的这些憎恨与苦毒。
You know, God, you can ask, but you can ask God, is there some sort of source of security that I have to let go of in order to hold on to you.
或者说，我们是不是在心里面有一些自以为的感觉非常安全的一些东西，我们应该放手，这样能够 来去在神的面前。
The hardest question.
那最啊、最啊、难的一个问题是。
The hardest question.
这最困难的一个问题是。
Because this is where we're most self-deceived.
是这是不是我们在脑子里面是我们自己在欺骗自己？
You know, this is where God has to open up our minds.
是这是这个地方神打开我们的心灵。
Lord, is there some cherished, valuable idol that I hold on to?
或者是我就是我们心里面问是在是不是我们心里面感觉自己非常的珍贵的一些实际但是像偶像一样的东西在我们心里面。
You know, that's hard.
确实这个问题很困难。
And I'll tell you something about idols.
我来告诉你一个就有关这个所谓的偶像的事情。
Augustine, he said our heart is like an idol factory.
所以他就说我们的心呢就像一个偶像制造厂一样。
But those idols are deceptive.
但是这些偶像呢是可以非常有欺骗性的。
And they're really valuable.
但是呢他们呢非常呢有价值。
You know, as a pastor, I've learned, if you want to get somebody angry,
所以我知道作为一个牧师我知道如果你想让一个人愤怒的话
you ask them about their idol.
你问他们有关他们自己珍贵的那种偶像的事情。
You know, people will let you talk to them about their sin, but if you start talking about the idol that's in their heart, boy, they can get really angry really quick.
所以你可以谈论他们的罪，他们可能没有问题。但是如果你谈论他们所珍贵的、珍惜的那些偶像的话，他们会一定会非常愤怒。
But if we let go,
但是如果我们放手的话。
If we let go, what do we get?
那我们放手以后，我们会得到什么呢？
You know, we get the safety and security of Christ.
我们就得到从耶稣基督所来的安平安和安保平安保障。
And as we go through life, no matter how many bad things happen,
当我们走在经历生活的时候，不管有多少坏的事情会发生。
If we cling to God and we believe in the hope of His resurrection.He can always rebuild our lives.
如果我们抓住神，如果相信他复活的能力，我们总是可以信靠神。
Now I'm going to ask you, Hawaii.
啊，我来问问大家一个问题，那个夏威夷。
Hawaii is like paradise, right?
夏威夷像个天堂一样，是不是、啊、
？I've never been there, but I assume it's like paradise.
如果你没可能我没去过，但是呢，确实感觉像个天堂一
样。Anybody been there?
Yeah, 有没有去过的人呢？
Is it like paradise?
是不是像天堂一样呢
？Okay, well, if it's not, let's all pretend it is.
啊，那我们假设它就像个天堂一样。
You know, when I was in high school, I wanted to go there because I surfed the best waves in the world.
所以我在上中学的时候呢，我总是想去，因为我喜欢这个滑水。
Now, do you guys know what plate tectonics?
啊，我们知道那个板块力学的那个东西那个知识吗
？Yeah, so you know, on the Earth, you know, just like we have the plates that are coming that are going to cause the Great Cascadia earthquake.
Right. 所以我们知道，在这个地壳的话呢，它很多板块呢在互相的这个碰撞。
But out in the Pacific Ocean.There's a plate. It actually goes from South America and it goes north to Alaska.
那我们知道但是在这个太平洋呢，从南美到阿拉斯加，有这么一个裂缝。
And up by Alaska, that's where it goes down.
那么在阿拉斯加呢，是一块板块呢压到另外一个板块的下面去。
You know, actually, Alaska and Japan, it goes down where Alaska and Japan is.
所以阿拉斯加和日本的话呢，是一个是压到另外一个底下去。
But on the ocean floor, there's a long line of volcanoes.
所以沿着这个太平洋的这个底部呢，有一线的这个火山，海底火山。
You know what I mean? It's 1,000 miles of volcanoes.
所以有上千英里长的一些火山。
You know, they've come up.
他们有的时候就会起来。
And they've collapsed.
有的时候就起来以后呢，然后呢又落下去。
And they're under the ocean.
又到水里边去。
Why?
为什么呢
？You know, the scientist tells us that there's a hot spot deep in the earth.
所以我们这个科学家告诉我们呢，在地球内部呢有一个热点。
And when the earth comes over it, it comes up and it creates a volcano.
所以当如果这个地壳的话呢，来到热点之上的时候呢，它就会翘起来，就会产生火山。
And you know, if you're underneath it, up comes the volcano.
所以当它起出来的时候呢，就是火山了。
You know, so if you underneath the ocean and you see all these volcanoes that have fallen apart, they've fallen apart.
所以，如果你在这个水、这个海底下的时候，你看到很多火山的话呢，如果他们呢，这个这个坠落的话呢，他们就会还是在底下。
And if you think, you know, that's a person's life, you just think, man, they've had disaster after disaster and failure after failure. Their whole life is nothing but a bunch of failures.
所以我们如果看一个人的生活呢，就好像说，哎呀，你生活当中就是不断的失败，失败一直是失败的。
But when you get to Hawaii.
但是到了夏威夷这个地方的时候
，You know all those volcanoes that came up and went down.
那些出来以后又下去那些火山呢
？You know, we in our lives sometimes have many problems. They come up and they go down. They come up and they go down.
我们在生活当中有的时候呢，也是有很多问题呢，一直起来出了出现又回去了，出现又回去了。
But you know what the hot spot is?
你知道我们的热点在哪里吗
？What do you think the hot spot is？
我们的热点在哪里
？You know that makes the volcano come up and creates paradise。
如果就是让我们的这个火山起来以后呢，在海里边出这个创造这种像天堂一样的地。
You know the hot spot where if everything falls apart, you know that paradise will come again。
如果我们当知道其他东西都会退去的时候呢，那个天堂就出现了。
It's Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
这就是耶稣基督的复活。
No matter how bad our life goes,
如果不管我们的生活呢怎么样的不好
，we just keep going forward and we stay by Jesus the hot spot.
所以我们就一直往前走，一直跟耶稣基督这个热点在一起。
You just stay over Jesus the hot spot, and you know that sooner or later He's going to rebuild our lives.
所以我们就一直跟着耶稣基督的话，他就早早晚晚就会帮助重新建立我们的生活。
And one day we get to paradise.
有一天我们就会在天堂乐园里边。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you.
我们的天父上帝，我们感谢你。
We thank you for Jesus' resurrection.
我们感谢你是为了耶稣基督的复活。
And we thank you that you never abandon us.
我们感谢你，你从来不丢弃我们。
And we just pray that when things go bad in life.
我们也是祷告，当我们的生活不如意的时候。
We'll ask the right questions.
我们会有很多的问题。
Learn the lessons that you have for us.
我们学习你让我们学习的功课。
And continue to live in hope that you will rebuild them.
我们继续生活在我们的这个盼望里面，就是你会帮助我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Okay.
We'll stand together.